The Lord is so merciful that he invites everyone to come follow him. But many people resist that invitation. Are you one of them? Let's talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of the program. Come on in, make yourself at home. I've got a seat for you right here. Hope you brought a beverage and a snack with you. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. My name's Gary Zimek. Great to be back with you once again on Blog Talk Radio. Today, we'll do what we do every Friday and look at the upcoming Mass readings for Sunday. So we're going to fast forward a couple of days and look at the Mass readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. To put it in perspective, there are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time, with the 34th week being Christ the King, the Solemnity of Christ the King. So actually there are 34 weeks in Ordinary Time, so we're in the 21st week right now. And what happens is after that we begin Advent. So we are definitely in the second half of the church year. These readings for Sunday, they're powerful. I think they are something that we really need to think about. Obviously always the readings are something we really need to think about. But this idea of the Lord inviting everyone, do we really respond to him as much as we should? And of course this week we did talk about this subject, but I'm really glad we're getting the chance to talk about it again. The idea that he's calling, he's merciful, he's inviting each one of us, not just to go to church on Sunday, but to intentionally make that decision to be his follower. And, you know, it's funny, I'm getting ready to record my monthly episode of Following the Truth, a program that I do for Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. And this month's show is about following Jesus. The show is called I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And I'm really excited about it. I got some music that fits in nicely with the theme. I think that's something we have to make. We've got to make that decision to be a disciple. A lot of times we end up just kind of following the Lord, kind of following him, but not really, if you know what I mean. We don't make that conscious choice. Yes, I am going to follow the Lord no matter what. I am going to follow him. I have decided to follow Jesus. So that's what we're going to talk about in the program today, and I'm excited about that show that I'm getting to do on Holy Spirit Radio. I'll let you know when it's available. It will air on the first Friday in September, just before we do our total consecration, which begins on September the 4th. But I will definitely let you know when the program airs, because I think this is one of those themes that I feel the Holy Spirit is really moving me to touch upon. This idea of making a decision to follow Jesus. A conscious decision. Yeah, I'm going to follow you, Lord. I'm going to follow you even though it'll require me to leave some of the things that make me comfortable. Because following Jesus is challenging if you're going to do it all the way. So we will talk about that more in depth on this program today. I want to give a quick mention to Total Consecration. You've probably heard me talking a lot about it. You're going to hear a lot more about it. September the 4th is the day that it officially kicks off. That's a Sunday. And what we'll do, beginning on that Sunday, we will do 33 days of meditation and preparation so that on October the 7th, we will be making or renewing our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I'm confident this year that you will be ready to do that. This year, I call it the best of the best. You don't have to buy a book. I'm using at least 6 different preparation methods. I'm going to combine them all. I'm going to make sure that I give you material each day that is faithful to the teaching, the guidelines of St. Louis de Montfort, who popularized this devotion. I think that this is going to be our best one ever. We've done it for 5 years in a row. This year, I have a feeling it's going to be the best one ever. So get ready for that. Make sure you're on my email mailing list, because I will send out a preliminary email just to let you know that we're going to get started and some of the details. But I did blog about it at followingthetruth.com, so check out the blog if you want to find out more information. And stay tuned for the email. But really, there's nothing else you need to do. We will talk about it a little before then, and we're just a few weeks away. That is not too far in the future. I am really thrilled about it. I just feel the Holy Spirit is calling me to do it differently this year. And we're just going to see what happens. Instead of getting tied down to one particular book, we're going to look at a number of different methods. And this way, you know, see, here's what happens. You start to get to know a book too well, and you begin to overlook things. Oh, yeah, I know that. But the whole purpose of this 33-day preparation period is meditation, to make sure that you're ready. So you don't want to just fly through it or say a bunch of prayers that you're not focused on. Like, it's okay to pray, but you need to be focused on the word. So we will be praying. Don't have any doubt about that for this 33-day preparation period. But I'm going to make sure that we understand the prayers that we're praying, because I just don't want to go through the motions, and I don't want you to either. I want this to be a dynamic and powerful preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So stay tuned for more on that. And as always, if you have questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Beverage du jour today, one of my old favorites. You ready? Hey, Gary, that sounds like Mystic Monk dark chocolate toffee coffee. Well, you are correct. I'm sure you really said that. Mystic Monk coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. If you love coffee as much as I do, I invite you to check out Mystic Monk coffee at followingthetruth.com. Click on the Mystic Monk image and order away, and anything that you order will benefit this program. So I really appreciate any orders that you could send my way while you're at followingthetruth.com. Check out the Amazon link as well. And if you would kindly remember, every time you order from Amazon.com, instead of just going directly to Amazon, please just go to followingthetruth.com first and click on the Amazon link from there. Now, what that does, it results in a little bit of a commission for anything that you purchase. So between Mystic Monk Coffee and Amazon, you're getting lots of great products, and you don't even realize you're supporting me, but every one of your purchases helps me out a little bit. And a lot of little bits, they add up. You know what I mean? So I'm really grateful for your support. I'm grateful for the fact that you have heard my request for donations. It's not easy for me to ask, but I'm getting better at it, because I realize that the only way I will survive financially is with your help. My speaking engagements and my book sales aren't enough to fund this work, the work that I do full time. So your donations really are important. They're critical. And if you like the work that I do, and I assume you do because you listen to the program, I would greatly appreciate it if you could continue to support me financially so that we can keep these programs coming forward. I've been on the air for over 6 years now, or 5 years. We're in our sixth year now. We're going to be celebrating our 6 year anniversary in December of this year. So it's just amazing that I've been doing this every day for that long. And I'm just grateful to Almighty God for allowing me to do this, to the Holy Spirit for inspiring me and speaking through me when I do these programs. Sometimes He lets me speak for myself, and generally you could tell the difference when that happens. And I'm also grateful to you for your financial support. So please know that I appreciate it, and I continue to need your donations, especially in the summer. Thank you for those of you who have responded. I'm very thankful for your financial support. If you'd like to become a donor, especially a monthly donor, you can do that by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on the donate page. And also, if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you could do that there. So thank you so much for that. All right. Ready to pray? We're going to pray. One of the great privileges that we have on this show, or in life in general, not just on the show, is the ability to turn to our Heavenly Father, our Dad, who loves us unconditionally. And, you know, we've heard that. We've heard unconditional love associated with God so many times. But do you really know what that means? It means He's never going to get mad at you. He's never going to stop listening to you. He's never going to not speak to you. You know, and we all fall short as human beings. There comes a point when each of us get angry. See, God doesn't get angry. I know He's represented as being angry in some of the Old Testament readings, but that is not a true picture of God. That's done as a literary device. That's known as an anthropomorphism. Boy, you could tell that I'm struggling with that word, right? That's when human attributes are given to God. And that's what happens throughout the Old Testament. God got angry. God lost his patience. Well, he can't do that by his very nature. He's God. He can't change. But, so, keep that in mind. You're never going to get God mad, no matter what you tell him. You can turn away from him. You can get mad at him. You can yell at him. He's not going to get mad back. He's going to love you. That love cannot change. That love does not change. So, therefore, if you take it to the next step, you realize that if he loves you, and he does, and he is all-powerful, and he is, that then anything that happens in your life, no matter what it is, somehow is an expression of God's love. Now, you might not appreciate what's happening to you. You might not especially enjoy it. But you know that it's happening because he loves you, and that somehow you can benefit from it. You may never see how you benefit from these things. But you do know for sure, I hope you know, that God loves you. And that's one of those things, you talk about meditating on something, that's something you would really want to meditate on, the fact that God loves you unconditionally. So we're going to turn to him now. We're going to present our needs to him. We're going to ask him for his help. We're going to thank him. And we know, without a doubt, that he's listening. And that's an incredible gift for us. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Father, thank you for your unconditional love. It's so good to know that even though humans let us down, when we turn to you, you never let us down. You're never too busy. You're never short with us. You never get angry with us. You love us. And you understand that many times we fail. Thank you for loving us that much. Thank you for blessing us with the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the grace that you give us, which helps us to rise above our sinful tendencies and to do the things that would please you. Help us to respond to your generosity each day. Help us to step out of our comfort zone and try to bring others closer to you. Help us to care more about the needs of those around us. Help us to be focused on every individual that we see or meet throughout the day, because we know that you love those people. And if you love them, we need to love them too. Sometimes that's hard for us, so we ask you to give us the grace to love those who we encounter. Father, please bless those who are listening to this program. Bless their families. Help all those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who are homeless, those who are homebound. Please help those affected by extreme weather conditions, especially those, our brothers and sisters in Louisiana and Mississippi, who have been reeling from the recent floods. Father, please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to terrorism. Let there be peace on earth. Please end the evil act of abortion. And help all of our government officials to follow your laws instead of their own ambitions and man-made laws which conflict with your law. I give you this show, Father. I ask you to speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to hear your message and respond to it. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn, as we do each day, to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, every time I pray, I get that feeling of peace. Isn't that a good feeling when we really think about that? But, you know, you have to make the time. It's so easy to get caught up in your day-to-day activities that you forget to turn to the Lord. Because sometimes it feels like you're wasting your time, doesn't it? I mean, let's be honest, sometimes it does. Especially those of us who tend to be on the anxious side and who tend to be a little type A, we feel that, well, I've got to do this. I don't have time to pray because I can't just sit around. I have to do something. What I've learned is that that changes. As you do it more and you ask the Lord for the grace to be able to appreciate time with him and to appreciate the value of prayer, it becomes easier. And you start to realize that, yeah, I really am doing something, and I'm doing something very important. And especially when you compare prayer versus worry. I mean, worry is an absolute 100% complete and total waste of your time, always, without exception. It is a waste of time. And as precious as time is, I mean, you know, our lives are relatively short. As precious as time is, we don't want to waste any time. God doesn't want us to waste any time. So let's make that pledge, that conscious decision again, to use our time wisely. And one of the ways we can use our time wisely is to pray. That doesn't mean you spend your entire day in church and don't do your work, whether at the office or at home, whatever it is. No, you're supposed to do that. But you can pray throughout the day. You can pray as you're working. You can pray as you're driving. You can pray as you're changing diapers. Whatever it is, you can pray then. And you can ask the Lord to accept whatever it is you're doing based on your state of life as prayer. And anything you do can become prayer. So it's always great to be able to pray. And it really is a tremendous privilege that we have as Christians to be able to pray anytime. My name is Gary Zimek. If you're new to the program, I want to welcome you. Thanks for tuning in. We do this Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio, and the program is now carried on TuneIn Radio and iTunes, so you might find it easier to download the podcast that way. It's free no matter how you look at it, and again, I mentioned at the start of the show, the reason it's free is because of your generosity. I could not afford to do this program for free or to continue my full-time ministry without your help. And I'm closing in on 5 years of full-time ministry now. And that is thanks to you. So thank you so much for your support. And thanks for tuning in. And if you have any questions about anything we discuss, feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, let's take a look at these Mass readings now for Sunday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 18 through 21. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations, of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, and Lud, Mosuk, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. And they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and carts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord, just as the Israelites bring their offering to the Lord, to the house of the Lord in clean vessels. Some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. So the message of this first reading, and one that we need to really, we really need to let this sink in, is that nobody is excluded from God's kingdom. Nobody. Every person in this world is invited to follow the Lord and to enter into his kingdom. Sometimes, however, we write off certain individuals. We write off certain individuals as not being worthy, or as being, you know, someone that the Lord doesn't want to have anything to do with. Or we may look at an individual and say, well, they are not a Christian, so therefore they don't need to be a part of God's kingdom. Well, really, there is only one God, and God sent his son Jesus to earth, and Christ founded a church, and we know that that's the Catholic Church. Therefore, we shouldn't exclude anybody from our evangelization efforts. I'm not saying to beat them over the head, but just keep that in mind. You don't want to rule anybody out when you are evangelizing. Just thinking, well, they're not Christian, so forget it. No, they're called to be part of the kingdom too. And there are many conversions that take place because of evangelization efforts. So don't write anybody off, and realize that everybody is invited to become a member of the kingdom of God and live one day when this earthly life is over in heaven. Now, not everybody responds to the calls, because it takes a free response on our part to the Lord's invitation. Psalm 117 is our responsorial psalm. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Short and sweet. That's our job. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. All the world. The message has to get out there. You don't need to hop on a plane and go to a foreign country necessarily. You've got people around you. Start with the people you encounter. Each day, you may encounter different people. How does it start? It starts with a smile and following the promptings of the Holy Spirit in your life. The Holy Spirit might be telling you, go over and talk to that person. Mention God to that person. I had a discussion today. I was taking care of some healthcare business, and person that was helping me, really nice person, we started talking, and she said, yeah, I'm thankful for each day that I live. And I said, yeah, every morning I wake up and I thank God for giving me another day. A little thing like that. Who knows what kind of fruit that will bear? We don't know. All we can do is plant seeds. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning in verse 5. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed but healed. And this ties in with what I said at the start of the program. God loves you. So therefore, anything that happens in your life somehow can benefit you. And as we look at this letter to the Hebrews, sometimes the benefit comes as a result of being disciplined, just like when you're a child. Everyone the Lord loves, he disciplines. And we can learn something from what happens to us. So you don't want to look at everything as punishment per se, but what you need to understand is that anything, even unpleasant things that happen in your life, somehow is an expression of God's love and can benefit you. And just having that attitude can bring you a lot of peace, because then you're not going to be fazed by anything that happens. How do you get to that point where you can say, Lord, thank you, no matter what's happening, thank you, Lord? Well, it comes through a close personal relationship with the Lord. Work on that. Work on that relationship. Make sure you're speaking with him every day, several times a day. Get to know him. Read his word in scripture. Read the teaching of his church. Spend time in prayer. Try to go to Mass as often as possible, not just on Sunday. Go to confession frequently. And eventually what happens is you get to know him very well. And then it makes it easier to be able to accept the things that happen to you. And you can also pray for the grace to be able to accept everything that happens in your life. Let's look at the gospel now, Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he'll say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and from the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. This is a tough gospel, but it's a message that we all need to hear from time to time. We need to hear this one frequently. We need to remember that even though everybody, every human being who is born gets an invitation to enter the kingdom, it's not automatic. It's something that we have to choose, and we have to live in a way that pleases the Lord. We can't just do whatever we want and expect to cruise into heaven. It's not going to happen that way. So today, and you know, when you hear this, and this is what happens sometimes. I have this tendency too, so it's nothing new. When we hear a gospel like this, sometimes we think of other people. We think of our friends who don't go to church, people we know who are living immoral lives. Don't necessarily think of them. Think of you right now. What are you doing that could put your salvation in jeopardy? And if you're not sure, ask the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you. Because you and I can control our behavior. So make sure that you're looking at your life. You might not be loving as much as you should. You might not be doing things in a way that please the Lord. Look at your life and ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify the problem areas, those things which might keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. And then pray for the grace to be able to do something about them. And you also want to look at other people and realize that you got work to do. If they don't know about Jesus, you need to tell them. But not just by your words, by your actions. You have to make sure that you're all together first, or at least reasonably so. You're never going to be completely all together. But you need to be trying to lead a good, holy life before you're going to be listened to by anybody else. So it is important. The invitation goes out to everyone, but not everyone accepts it. Ask the Holy Spirit to let you know your problem areas. What are you not accepting about the Lord's invitation? Okay, I am just about out of time. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you need anything, let me know. Until we meet again, may God bless you, and thank you so much for listening and for your donations and for all of your prayers. I really, really appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and God willing, I hope to see you Monday. Take care. Until we meet again, God bless.